The car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Hey guys, my name is BJ. I'm the guy here behind the wheels of steel. And I've been a DJ for about 25 years or so. So giving you an idea what I do and what's going on, I've decided to make this podcast so I don't go crazy. I'm stuck in an old folks home because I'm in assisted living. I'm in a wheelchair. I've had 3 strokes. Because I partied like a madman, and basically I can't walk anymore because I've got a sick back. So that gives you an idea. So I'm trying to find a club or any place that'll bring me on, like weddings and barbecues and that kind of thing, that'll bring on a guy with a wheelchair. So I figured at least we're going to try with this podcast here that we're going to have Section A and Section B, I guess, is what the easiest way is. A is going to be me just talking, and then so you can skip it and get rid of it, and then B is going to be just straight music. I'm not going to talk over top of it. You can basically skip to B and just say, you know what, I don't want to listen to you. So that's part of the reason why my voice is all screwed up and what we've got going on here. I think that what I'm going to do in the beginning part here is I'm going to tell you as some of the stories from the club and let you enjoy what I used to do. Excuse me. Let's see here. What's the easiest one? Oh, you know what? We used to have several fog machines in the club. We had one inside a mask, and then one on either side of the room, and one at the very back of the room. And they'd all go off at one time and fill the room full of fog, mostly so that we could hide the people from the police and the fire marshal. But what we were doing is that the club was like 17,000 square feet and held a little over 1,000 people. So I played 1,000 people every night. But the room itself was 100 and some odd feet long, so I would guess it was 120 or 30 feet. And then you figure that when you put people in there, you got 1,000 people in there. The distance from the front of the room to the back of the room is quite a fair distance. So what happened with me is that I had to pee. So it's like at the very end of the club, one end was the DJ booth. The other end was the bathrooms. So when I had a copious amount of was that I couldn't just wander off to the bathroom and pee and come back because that would be a catastrophe. It would take longer than 3 or 4 minutes to go there and come back. But what I had was a bunch of empty fog jugs. So I went through a tremendous amount of fog fluid. So we go through, I don't know, for maybe 8 liters of fog fluid, you know, in a weekend. And we had lots of jugs laying around doing, just sitting there waiting for a use. Anyway, I went through assistance fairly quickly when I was first starting off because I was a bit of a jerk. And the first guys, I fired them, and the next guy I fired. But the third guy I got up there was actually pretty decent. He seemed to have the temperament I required. I think he was a bit of a pothead, but he seemed to be pretty mellow. Anyway, we're just going to call him Frill. because it's the easiest way to do it. Anyway, his name was Frio. That's a different story. But anyway, Frio went up there, and I don't know, was it Frio? No, maybe it was Boner. I don't remember who it was. Anyway, it doesn't matter who it was. They were trying to fill the fog fluid jugs at the end of the, fill the fog fluid machines at the end of the night. And they just went up to the booth and grabbed a jug of fog fluid and went and filled the fog machine up. Well, one night I was sitting up in the booth and I could be smelling them like, God, there's a stink in here. We got to figure out, we got a leak in the bathroom or what the hell's going on? It smells like piss. So I kind of just sat there and watched what was going on, kind of trying to figure this out. And it just kind of smelled like piss, like everything was smelling like piss. And this was going on for about three, four hours. And then I finally looked out and said, when I hit the button for the fog machine, then it would all of a sudden smell like piss. So I looked over at that Boner or Frio or whoever it was, and I said to them, what jug of fog fluid did you use to fill that fog machine? Well, they just looked at me and he said, I grabbed the one that was right there under the booth. And I said, no, that's the wrong one. I said, that's the one I piss into, and you guys should be using the ones out of the box, out of the brand new box. So then what we figured out what was happening is that the fog fluid was going, it was like the fog machine was pumping fluid. It doesn't care. It'll pump water, it'll pump fog fluid, it'll pump vegetable oil, whatever you want. It's like running 400 or 500 degrees. Anyway, I've been spraying piss out in the crub, so I don't know if anybody else noticed, but all of a sudden the whole club was covered in piss. This was, the people were covered in piss. Anywhere the fog went was covered in piss. So I thought that was a little bit of a funny story. Anyway, I'll leave you to be, let you know what's going on with the next one. Enjoy the next mix.